Chapter 13, Velvet on Stone.
The all-knowing cosmos continually protects us from worry, panic, and fear,
said his female companion as they walked along.
And he will be where we will find him.
How could he be anywhere else?
Asked the lawyer, confused.
Exactly,
answered the woman, delighted.
Already you learn our ways.
Stop, thief!
Shouted a man unseen. Running ahead to reach him, the lawyer saw two silhouettes disappearing into the mist. The smaller one reminded him very much of Fear, the partner of Worry in the Forest of Confusion. Offering his hand to the man on the ground, the lawyer said,
Let me help you up.
It was meant to be.
Groaned the injured man, rubbing a lump on his head.
And I'm sure something good will come of it.
Why do you say that?
Asked the lawyer, in complete surprise.
If the king had not wanted this to happen, it would not have happened.
Interjected his female guide.
The king is always in complete control.
Yes, the king is in control.
Echoed the injured man. Looking into their eyes in stunned disbelief, the lawyer asked,
What do you know of the king?
Cosmos will explain everything,
said the woman with a smile.
And he will be where we will find him.
This would never have happened in Destiny,
spoke the lawyer with quiet conviction. Stopping in her tracks, the young woman shook her hair and said,
Stories of Destiny are for little children. Please tell me that you do not take them seriously.
Before he could answer, a second woman appeared from the mist and said to the first woman,
Hello, Reason. Who's your new friend?
This is a little boy who still believes in Destiny,
answered the young woman with a superior air.
So I'm taking him to see the mighty cosmos.
Destiny,
giggled the second woman.
Next he'll be telling us he knows the king.
The prince stood quietly. The two young women convulsed in laughter. The beagles looked at each other, confused.